So I don't know if everyone's heard something that the Live Original team is so excited about right now. We started last year the LO Box, and you may be thinking, what in the world is in an LO Box? Well, the LO Box is just the Live Original Bible Study Box, and it has everything that you need to equip you to lead a Bible study right where you're at in your own home. We have everything from the actual Bible study itself that I wrote on Bold Confidence to recipes for what to cook for your girls. We also have fun activities and so many more things that partners have sent in. And so if you are interested at all in being a leader, go to liveoriginal.com and look into the LO Box.
Hey fam, welcome back to the Whoa, That's Good podcast. Okay, this is the first time things are a little different because I'm not in Nashville right now. I'm actually back in Louisiana, so I'm going to do a phone call with this person, but y'all don't even know how excited I am. I am so excited to get to talk to Francesca Battistelli on the phone. Little does she know, I have pretty much been her friend and / fan since middle school, more so on the fan side, but today she will be a friend, and I am so excited for all of the advice we're going to receive from her. So let's dive right into the conversation. Okay, so I really am so excited that you're on this podcast, and really, this is really cool for me because you, like, don't even know how much you actually represent everything that we want to do with this podcast. So welcome to Whoa, That's Good.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And I mean that truly, because literally why we started the podcast, like the intent behind it was to, like, get people who have influenced me, and maybe they don't even know that they've influenced me, or maybe given me advice from either a song, or maybe it was a post, or maybe it was from meeting them, and I've kind of taken it to heart, and then going back and asking them what's the best piece of advice they've been given. And it's funny because I'm not kidding. Like, I told you this through Insta DMs. I've always been nervous to come say hi to you. And it's because,
oh my God,
literally, like, middle school, high school, we don't even know. Like, I actually did a devotional on, like, your song, like, on your song, Free to Be Me. And I'm not kidding, girl. Yes, I had a couple dents in my fender, a couple rips in my jeans. And so, so many of your songs, like, actually, like, I took to heart. And so many of the words that you sang over everybody at that time, but really over me in a way, like, it really uplifted me and brought so much good advice to my life. And so thank you for all that you do and that you pour out. It matters. It mattered to me in middle school, high school, and today, even with your new album. And so I'm so excited to, in return, you know, ask you the question.
Yeah, well, thank you. It's so sweet. I just mean so much to hear that. Thanks for telling me.
Yes, girl. I think it's so cool whenever, like, I don't know, you just meet the people that have inspired you and become friends. So this is a cool moment. But, So the Whoa, That's Good question is, what is the best piece of advice that anyone's ever given you?
Oh, my gosh. I know. I want to give the right answer.
I, like, nonchalantly throw it out, but it's, like, it's a hot one.
No, but it's so good. I love it so much. First, let me just say I'm such a big fan of you and all that you do to inspire the next generation, and I just think you're amazing, and thank you for always standing for Jesus and being the best. You're welcome. The best piece of advice, I mean, I've gotten a lot of great advice in my life, but the one that first popped into my head, which is usually, you know, the one you should go with, is something my mom has always told me since I was a little girl, which was to just do it afraid. And I know that kind of sounds counterintuitive to, like, the breakup song, like, fear doesn't own me. But that, it kind of goes hand in hand because are we still going to feel feelings of fear from time to time in our life? Like, yes, that's just going to happen. But the idea that we can let it own us and stop us and keep us from doing whatever it is that God is asking us to do, or that we can choose to do it anyway. And so, you know, when I was a little girl and it was like, I want to audition for the Nutcracker, but I'm scared. And she would just say, well, do it. You're afraid, like, do it anyway. And I've just really come to realize in my life that not all things, but most things that scare us, mm-hmm. that we're like, I don't know if I can do that, I'm too scared, like, they typically are only really scary that first time. You know,
so
like,
true.
I remember I was in high school, and I went to this, like, independent musicians conference, and I was the youngest person there, and I'd only been playing guitar for a little while, and I just had zero confidence in my guitar playing, and we had this opportunity. Like, I knew that I had written a song, I felt good about the song, I felt good about my mm-hmm. voice, and I was terrified to play in front of all these, like, seasoned musicians. But we mm-hmm. had this opportunity to play for each other and just sort of let everyone at the conference critique us, which does sound terrifying.
Oh my goodness.
Even now.
Y'all, we all grew up at camp around here. We are camp kids. We love camp, love a good camp game, camp song. All of it is so fun. Summers at camp are definitely awesome. And my kids are too young for camp, so I got to have some other things to entertain them. And KiwiCo is a great way to bring camp right to your door. Some of the fun of camp, at least. KiwiCo delivers some seriously fun learning games for kids of all ages through hands-on projects and activities. Every month, kids receive crates packed with projects and items to help them explore science, technology, and art in ways that will capture their attention no matter what their age. So I mentioned our love for camp. My mom actually was the craft director at camp all my life. And so she was always doing new crafts and teaching us crafts and led all the kids in that. And so it really is fun to get to do some crafts with the kids at home, especially with KiwiCo, because they always have an educational element to them for no matter what age your kids are. So even Honey, the little crafts that KiwiCo has sent are great because it's teaching her things that I might not necessarily think to teach her at this age, but through a fun way, it helps her. KiwiCo will help you engage your child's natural curiosity and encourage them to be an innovator and creative thinker. They'll learn new skills and new connections and build the confidence that they need to navigate through the world. We have loved watching Honey and Haven grow and learn, and thankfully, KiwiCo has made it so much fun along the journey. So redefine learning with play. Explore projects that build confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month on any crate line at KiwiCo.com with the promo code Sadie Robb. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo, KiwiCo.com with the promo code Sadie Robb. Y'all know I love a good story. I love hearing about a story, listening to a story, and there are so many unforgettable stories and characters out there, and Audible is here to help you discover all of them. Audible is the home of storytelling and lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment in one simple, convenient app. They offer an amazing selection of audiobooks from every genre, like bestsellers, new releases, memoirs, mysteries, business, and more. There's always something new to discover along with your old favorites. If you're a thrill seeker, Audible is the place for you. Their selection of mystery and thriller titles, plus highly anticipated new releases, will keep your heart racing month after month. And Audible's next listen recommendation means that there's always something that you'll love at your fingertips. Audible members get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and even podcasts. You can download or stream them wherever you would like and whenever you would like. Plus, members can pick one title every month from the entire catalog to keep. With thousands of titles, you'll definitely find something you love all in one convenient app so that you can listen anywhere, anytime. So if you're into the whole crime mystery thing, my sister actually just told me about a title called The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave. And I gotta be honest, I'm not really into these kind of things because I get too scared too easily. And she was like, no, it will not scare you. You will love it. You'll be so into it. So I guess that's gonna be my next listen. So new members can try Audible now for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/woe or text woe, W-H-O-A to 500-500. That's audible, audible.com/woe or just text woe to 500-500 to try Audible for free for 30 days. Go check it out, friends.
But I knew, like, if I go home from this and I didn't do it, I'm going to be so disappointed. And I was, I mean, the whole week, like, I want to do it, but I can't. I'm too scared. Yeah. And finally, my parents and some other people there were just like, you can do this. Just go up there, hands shaking, like, be scared, but do it anyway. And I did. And I was so scared and I was so nervous. But, man, the the like confidence I felt after that, the amazing sense of, I just sort of looked fear in the face and told it to go away. And it's not that I didn't feel those things, but you know, but I conquered it and I did it. And the next time I got up to play guitar in front of a room full of people, it was like, oh, this isn't so bad. And then the next time it was even better, you know? So yeah, do it afraid.
Okay, that's so funny because my mom says that to me too. And it's actually, I remember the first time she said it to me, and it was right before I was going to speak for like the first time on Winter Jam. And I was terrified. And so I was like literally not going to do it because I was like so afraid. And I was just like, I don't know. I just don't even know why I would think I could speak in front of that many people. This doesn't even logically make sense. Like, you know, going through every reason why not. And just fear. And my mom was like, Sadie, here's the thing. You're doing it and you're just going to have to do it afraid. And just kind of like you said, it kind of stops you. Like, is that okay? Because I think that a lot of times people think like, oh, fear means like, okay, if I have fear, then it's an excuse. I don't have to do it. And my mom told me that you can have a million excuses as to why not to do something, but fear will not be one that can stop you from doing it. And it just it was so powerful to me because, it's like, oh, wait, okay, I can do it. And you're right, you do it once, and then the confidence begins to build, and it's so awesome. And speaking of the breakup song, I love the first line of that song, and it says, sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I think that, like, for me, like, I remember there's this scripture in the Bible, and it's actually not related to fear, but Paul was, you know, going around doing Paul's thing, and somebody was walking around, you know, and I'm pretty sure she was like, she was doing some kind of weird thing. And Paul basically just became spiritually annoyed, it says. And he says, in the name of Jesus, I command you to stop. And whenever I heard that first line of your song, I kind of thought of that like spiritual annoyance. It's kind of like, okay, I'm actually done with this. So like, in the name of Jesus, this has got to stop. And I love that song, how you kind of give people the language to say it. And so what was kind of like your writing process behind wanting to write that song? Because I mean, you laid it out there so beautifully.
Oh, thank you. So sweet. I mean, yeah, I think the way you said that, like giving people the language, that was totally the idea behind it. Because I think sometimes we make everything so, I don't even know the word, but like it can sound so formal and overwhelming. Like if I don't say it exactly right, then you know what I mean? And it's not the case. Like God has given us all power and authority. Like the same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us. And Jesus didn't always do things the exact same way, you know? So, we just wanted to write a song that really gave people that language. And it has, I mean, I've had so many different people come up to me and tell me stories. One mom who told me that her little girl just struggled with fear and anxiety and just worrying about things. And she said even the music she listened to, like she couldn't listen to a lot of songs, even Christian songs, just because like the music itself would be slow and sad and it would just, she was very sensitive. And something about this song just gave her that like confidence to say, I don't know, she could just get a little bit,
it's incredible.
Yeah, because it's we come from a place sometimes of like, oh, weakness, or like we're the victim, but actually we're the victors. Like we're the ones who win. We just have to walk in that and believe it. And so, I mean, I still need to be reminded of that every single day, but just that idea that we can be more than conquerors, you know?
Yes, that's so good. Actually, I love that you said that because I was actually on a road trip yesterday, so I listened to the whole Own It album, and I walked out like feeling like I was on top of the world. I'm like, nothing can touch me. And it's true, you know. I think if we would speak the word over ourselves, that is exactly how we would feel. And your songs are so good about just speaking life and truth over yourself. And it's sassy and it's fun, but it's just truth filled. So every girl in the world, go listen to the songs. I'm telling you, if you need a pick me up, your girl Francesca has got you. But it's so good. Okay, so we're talking about a mom. Oh yeah, absolutely. We're talking about a mom, you know, talking about her daughter, and I was wondering, because I know you have 4 kids, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. I think that is so much fun, because we're a family of 6, and I love having a lot of siblings. It's so much fun. But how has that maybe, so fun, how has that maybe inspired your writing? Do you feel like it kind of makes you write from a different place, knowing that you're literally raising up a next generation?
Totally. And, you know, especially it's funny you say that about this record, because I was coming at a lot of these songs from that place of like, okay, I have three boys and 1 girl, and she's 6 and a half. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's still little, but it goes so fast and she's getting bigger every day. Mm-hmm. And just that idea of like, what do I want her singing over herself? Like, what are the words and the songs that I want her to speak out over her life and declare as truth? Mm-hmm. And so when we were choosing songs for the record and when we were writing, it was just like, I had her in my mind and my voice too, of course, but definitely like that identity deal that especially I think for girls is so, can be so hijacked so early on. And I mean, I've seen it already. Like, she is loved and adored by everyone. And yet the enemy already tries to say things, you know, I'll hear her say stuff like, oh, that's my fault, you know, or, oh, I'm just, what's wrong with me today, or things. And I'm like, what? You cannot say that. Like, you are perfect. You are beautiful. You're strong. Yeah. And, you know, he just tries so early to get in and get these lies in our head that we're not good enough or we're whatever it is. Yeah. So I wanted this record to be, you know, something that was empowering for everyone, but, you know, for women especially, to be able to, like you said, know the truth and walk in that truth and let it set them free. Yeah. Because we are amazing because we're children of God, not because of anything we've done, but because of who we are. And if we could just like really walk in the truth of that, it would be, I don't know, pretty awesome. Yeah. So
that's awesome. It's so good. I love how you lay it out. It's beautiful. Okay. So another one on the album that I love is you and Stephanie singing Defender. Oh my God. Yes. That was incredible. And I'm really glad that y'all sang that song, because that song has like come into play so many different seasons of my life. And hearing you and Stephanie do it was just really cool. And I'm like huge on like sisterhood, friendship, preaching, like, just like the beauty of relationship. And I think that even just by your Instagram, you can tell that like you have some really solid friendships. And I know like being in the public eye for a long time, you know, sometimes that can maybe feel isolating, and I don't know what your experience has been. So well, I'd say it has been isolating for you, but how has it been important to make sure you have those like solid friendships and like sisters in your life?
Yeah, it's, you know, I've gone through so many different seasons of what that looks like. And I think for a long time I lived pretty isolated and didn't even realize it. I'm an only child and I'm an introvert. And so I'm pretty content to be on my own most of the time.
Yeah.
And then having a husband, you know, it's like he and I are both just like, cool, let's stay home and watch Netflix. We're not super extroverted. And then with the kids, it's just like keeps you busy. So you don't even necessarily always realize that you're, you know, lacking in that department. And the Lord has just sort of been like peeling back layers of that in my life the last few years. Just getting involved in this small group with a couple other couples. None of us even go to the same church, but we all have just become super close. And then about a year and a half ago, I started this journey with like wellness and Young Living and like this whole community online of women that I never would have known if it wasn't for like all that. And some of the best friendships that have come from just that. And so really feel like, I feel like I'm at a place where I finally understand what that means, like sisterhood and community and friendship, and having those friends that you can go to and just say, I'm struggling today. Like what?
Yeah.
Like, tell me the truth, you know, and they'll voice message me and just be like, no, listen, Jesus says that you, I love you. They'll just pray for you on the phone. And,
so good.
Yeah. So it's been a really cool couple of years of just sort of growing in that. And I'm so thankful because I didn't even know I was missing it until I had it. And it's such a gift.
So that's beautiful. And I'm so glad that you said that, because I'm sure like a lot of people listening, and I know a lot of people listening just from DMs we get and letters and stuff, like struggle with, you know, maybe not having a good support system or friendship or sisterhood or whatever. And it's really cool to hear you say that that's something that, you know, you actually found contentment in just being by yourself and being with your husband and being with your kids. Mm-hmm. And then it began to come in different places and areas that you weren't even expecting it. And I think that that's a word of encouragement for a lot of people who are probably listening. And so if you don't have that sisterhood, if you don't have that friend right now, like, find that contentment with where God has you and look for it in other places. Don't strive to have that. It'll come to you. And so that's super encouraging. Well, I'll just ask you a few more questions. I'm like fully taking advantage of being on the phone with you and asking these questions.
That's awesome.
So auditioning for the Nutcracker, which is awesome. So have you been kind of like singing all your life?
Well, my parents come from like a Broadway background. They were both in the theater world before they had me. And so when I was really young, I danced ballet for about 10 years and really wanted to do that. But then I discovered theater and that I could sing and really, really loved that. So I was homeschooled for a lot of my life in Orlando. And so there were a lot of opportunities for me to do some professional theater and just kind of grow in that, you know, being on stage and what that looks like. And then it was probably, it was high school that I decided to start writing songs. I just was like, I think I could do this. The funny story is that it was kind of like a glee type of like performance group. Like we just sang and danced and wore cummerbunds with Mandy Moore. And one year in Orlando for a couple of years. And one year she just sort of like moved to LA and nobody knew what was going on. And the next thing we knew, she was like, you know, a pop star and had this album out. I remember driving down the road and listening to her songs and going, I could do that. I could write a song. Like, I'm going to try that.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's so cool.
So, I know, it's so silly. Like, it's the reason, but I just started kind of seeing if it was something that I liked, because I was always a writer and I was an English major in college, so I always loved like writing stories, but I'd never tried to write a song. I was 15, I wrote two songs in one day and they were both terribly cheesy, but I loved it. And I was like, well, I need to play an instrument now, because that would be so much easier. So I started playing guitar, and the Lord just totally, like, you know, his ways are so much better than ours. So I never really expected this. I think my parents could see it. Like they remember the day I came home after writing Free to Be Me and they were like, you, this is something, you know? But his ways are just so amazing. And, I moved to Nashville after college, not really knowing what to expect, and made my first album that year. And, you know, now it's been 11 years. And here we are.
Wow. That's so cool. That's so cool to hear the process. And, again, like, I know that's encouraging to a lot of people. I know people of my age and younger always, like, the thing that we stress about is, like, what are we going to do in life? Like, what's our purpose and all these things? And I always, like, tell people, it's like, I would have never guessed what I'm doing now. And thank God, like, his ways were higher than my own, because, I mean, never would I expect this. But whenever he puts something in your heart, and this is, like, what your story represents beautifully, it's like, just go step by step by step by step, and one thing leads to another, and eventually you're like, wow. And if the whole thing, you're in this posture of worship, then you're free of that stress and worry of where you're going, you know? And I just think that that's super cool to hear the process of from then to now and where it took you, and you didn't even have to be overwhelmed, because you couldn't even imagine it. Like, how cool is God? So that's awesome. Yeah. So cool. Good. And I forgot to say this, and I was telling them another reason why you have, like, inspired me so much is actually, and I told you, I think I told you this in whenever we DM'd or whenever I saw you at Dubs, I can't remember, but that your version of Holy Spirit, I literally play at every single venue
before I speak at me and my team every time they say Holy Spirit time, and they say get ready on, and so you're like a part of our team. We literally every venue we ever go in, we turn it on and we walk the venue and we just declare it over. And so I just think that it's so powerful to like know the you behind all your songs, and I know people are going to be so encouraged in this podcast and all your advice. One more thing before we end it, I know you're going on tour soon, so anything you want to say about your tour and your excitement for it?
Absolutely, and thanks for telling me that about Holy Spirit. I feel like so honored, and I want to come actually be in the room sometime when that happens. That'd be so fun.
Oh my gosh, girl, you gotta be. It goes down. It is full on prayer.
Let's do it.
That would be awesome.
That's awesome. Yes, let's do it. But yeah, we are launching the Own It Tour. March and April will be all over the country, a lot out west, which I haven't been to in a while, so I'm so excited to see my friends out west. And it's going to be me, Stars Go Dim, and Ellie Limebear. She's a new artist. She's my
sister,
so she's like really so much cooler than me and does worship, and her husband is out and just like the cutest. So
awesome.
I'm so excited. Yeah, well, we, you know, have some fun and play some old songs and play a lot of songs off the new record. And then second half of the night, it's like mostly worship and just so amazing when God just shows up and we get to, you know, be together and worship him all together.
Yes.
So beautiful. So yeah, I would love to have you guys come out.
Oh girl, you know I will be there. I'm not kidding. I'm gonna look up the dates like right after this.
Yes.
But I'm so excited for you and for the tour, and just seriously thank you so much for being so intentional and like pouring out so much advice for so many people. And I kept saying girls, but really guys and girls, everybody needs to hear truth over their life. And so thank you so much. It was so good talking to you.
Oh, thank you. It was so fun talking to you too. And I hope we do get to see each other soon.
All right. Well, have a great day.
We talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, y'all, you know what time it is. Time to call mama. So we're going to call mama with our best piece of advice and our worst piece of advice. Let's see what she has to say.
Hey, baby girl.
Hey, mama. All right. Are you ready for the Whoa, That's Good, Whoa, That's Bad?
I'm ready.
Brought to you by Whoa, That's Good Podcast and all the followers. Not an ad. That was just me being weird. Okay.
I always knew you had a radio voice.
Did you really?
No, but you do.
I was like, I've never heard you say that. Nor
no,
is that
but
true.
You actually do.
No.
You can do anything, girly.
Let me just say, the first episode of Duck Dynasty that I was on, do you remember I hid under the table? I was like, that is not my voice.
Oh, it's the worst. It's the worst. I actually watched myself on, like, I don't know, one of those talk shows of the day. Somehow it popped up on my, like, Google alert, and I was like, my voice is terrible. It was so embarrassing.
It's so bad to hear yourself. No, the worst was Duck Commander, remember? And I said, when I was little.
Well, you were, like, nine.
Yeah, so when I was littler, I used to be so scared of my Peppa Feel. I was like, no.
That's hilarious.
All right, let's get right to it. Here it is. Sunscreen is a scam.
What? No.
I knew you were going to light up on that one.
Sunscreen is important. Good night.
No.
Skin cancer. Come on. Skin cancer. And wrinkles.
And wrinkles. You know what's so funny is I've always thought, like, you know, sunscreen, I mean, because you would lather us up. We were white on the beach. Like,
no,
I thought sunscreen, like, was absolutely 100% necessary. And Lainey, if anybody doesn't know, Lainey is one of my best friends. And she legitimately does not use sunscreen ever. She thinks I'm weird for using it. I know. So people actually hold to this advice. But it is bad.
No. Wait, what's bad? Sunscreen is good.
No. Like, sunburns thinking sunscreen is a scam. That's bad. Sunscreen is good.
That's bad. That's right.
Yeah, because you know, you could just tell, because when me and Lainey go to the beach, I'm sleeping in peace, and she can't move without cracking.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that was whenever I was a kid. Like, we didn't use sunscreen when I was a kid, and I'll never forget, like, coming home from the beach trips, and being like, don't touch me in the car, like sitting beside my brother and sister and being like, don't touch me, say touch me, because your son would be so sunburned. And I remember we'd stop at like Whataburger and the back of my sunburnt legs would stick to the like bench. And so, yeah, I don't think being sunburned is a good thing.
Yep. No, I don't think so either.
I mean, I like to get a tan, but, you know, but you different. Can do that. Everything in moderation.
That is so true. Everything in moderation, even
but
moderation.
For real, sunscreen on your, for real sunscreen on your face every day, that is important.
Yep, this is why you will not have wrinkles.
I have aunts, but also have, you know, I have an aunt that had a big skin cancer have to be cut off her face. Like, it's a thing. It's real.
It's true. It is real. Everybody, wear your sunscreen. Leather up.
There you go.
Okay, actually, this advice I think was honestly yours. But it says, it's okay to not be okay, but it's not okay to stay that way.
Okay. I don't know that I said it like that, but I think it's great. I think it's very good advice. Like, I always say, like, it's okay to, like, be in a funk. Just don't live in the funk.
Yep.
So, like, it's okay to go through, like, of course, we all go through tough times. We all have times when we just, like, don't feel good. Like, we don't feel like doing it, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, there's times when you're just like, I'm just gonna stay in the house all day. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. I think it's okay to, like, be there, but it's not okay to stay there.
Yep.
Because, like, as we stay there, it's just, it's not healthy for us, and it's not good for anybody else. It's not good for the people around us. And I think we do, also, we have responsibility for our family and our friends, the people that are around us, to you know, like, take care of those things within ourselves, so that we can help to give to others, because we can't give to others when we stay in a bad place.
Yep.
Ourselves.
And this is something that you actually really do hold true as a mom to us. And I hate to throw Bella under the bus, but the other day, when we were all together, Bella, which we've all been there, I've been there a million times, this just happened to be the last one, when Bella was like in a bad mood and you were like, girl, you are gonna have to bring it up because you were bringing my mood down. It's true. It's like, to your family, like, we have to, like it's important that you're aware that your mood can and will bring down everybody else's mood. And so if you're in a bad place, that's okay, because maybe something happened, but, like, get out of it. And if getting out of it's talking to the people around you, because, hey, the thing is, you're saying a lot without saying anything, you know, so you might
that's
as well
so
just
true.
Say it.
Yeah, that is so true. Our negativity affects other people and our happiness. I read this somewhere, and there's a book about happiness, and it talked about how, like, our happiness is a gift to others. Like, so it's our response, it's a responsibility for us too, to, like, if, like, to take care of ourselves and do the things that we need to do, because when we are happy and the way when we portray that to others, that's a gift that we're actually offering other people.
Yep.
So
it's good. Everybody, go share your happiness with the world. Love you, Mama.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye, baby girl.
Who else has tried FabFitFun? If you don't already know about it, it's a seasonal box with full-size beauty, fitness, and lifestyle products. Their spring box is amazing! It's products like Show Me Your Moo Moo Robe, Sip by Swell Water Bottle, Dr. Brandt Eye Gel, and that is just the beginning. Don't miss out because they sell out fast. Check out www.fabfitfun.com and use the code WHOA10, that's W-H-O-A-10, so you can save $10 off your first box, making it only $39.99. Again, that's fabfitfun.com and use the code WHOA10. You deserve to treat yourself. Thanks so much for listening to the Whoa, That's Good podcast. We got a lot of good nuggets today. Don't forget to follow me on all the social media platforms I'm on. Instagram, I'm at LegitSadieRob. Twitter, SadieRob. And follow our Live Original Instagram. Also, I'm Sadie Robertson on Facebook. Head over to liveoriginal.com and subscribe to this podcast. And while you're there, you can see the tour dates that I'm coming to a city near you. Don't forget, please leave comments in the iTunes section and leave reviews. This podcast is produced by Steve Strout and Peter Hartzell, so a huge shout out to them and a thank you to my LO team. You guys are the best. We love y'all and we appreciate you listening. I'll see y'all soon.